This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here with you bright and early on a Saturday morning. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Super Bowl champ legend in the DMV, Doc Walker, will be coming up after me at 12 noon, and always available with the Odyssey app. Joining us right now, though, on the BetQL guest hotline, sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with the good folks at BetQL, because they analyze every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. You can get three free days of BetQL access by visiting BetQL.com right now. On the BetQL guest hotline, Sergeant Snyder in the AWOD Army. It is Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. What's going on, Rick?
Man, two late nights in a row. First the Eagles game, and then Mike Tyson, which I don't know why I stayed up to watch that, but that was even later.
I know. Yeah. I stayed up to watch it too, and I don't know why. I had FOMO, Rick. I didn't want to miss out.
Yeah, but it was an event. You know, it was a communal kind of thing. So many people watched it that the stream was weird, and Netflix has got some problems there. But, you know, Mike gave it one good round, you know, in a second decent round. And Jake Paul kept backing up so he couldn't hit him. I thought, Sissy, fight the guy. And it was a disappointing fight in that you would think Tyson would have had more than 4 minutes of fight in him. And Jake Paul just danced around him and didn't really impress me much there.
Yeah. I mean, the women's fight before that was just 10 times better. Yeah. And more action. But, you know, Netflix, do they have an issue with a couple Christmas games coming up this year?
Well, that's why you do this in a way, because it gives you the test for the next big thing.
Yeah.
On it. I agree with the woman's fight. That woman had a huge gash above her eye being interviewed. It looked awful.
Yeah.
You know, so I used to cover boxing many years ago, and I've spent time with Tyson, and I really like Mike. So he's not the guy a lot of people think he is, but it was cool to see it, you know, just to see the legend out there. I wish he could have connected one real good one with them and put this, you know, poser, you know, out of, he's not a real boxer. A real boxer will destroy him.
I hate Jake Paul. Rick Snyder with us here on the BetQL guest hotline, a columnist for 106.7 The Fan. Follow him on social media, Snide_remarks. So my producer let me in that you were on his side of the argument for the 4th-and-2 at the Philly 26 with 8 minutes left. We'll start right there.
Well, I would have kicked the field goal. I mean, you've got a kicker. It's made them all so far, so should have some confidence there. It gets you up a point. You never know what's going to happen after that, a turnover, something. You know, at least you're ahead, you know, so always try and play in front. You know, they gambled. So Quinn said he wanted to go. He felt like he's going to need a touchdown to win this game, and he was right about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, supposedly Cosby turned the wrong way on a block, and that just blew up the play. And that's, you're like, really? Your best lineman blew the block, but whatever. So I understand what he was going for, and had it worked, you're a hero. but it didn't work, so you're the GOAT.
Yep. I mean, execution was a problem all game long.
That didn't cost them the game, though, because Philly was roaring back, you know, and they would have scored. You know, the defense had nothing left against Philly.
Yeah.
They were going to win this game anyway, but I would have definitely kicked field goal.
Rick, Jaden Daniels, 22 of 32, 191 yards, an interception, 3 sacks, QBR 22.1. Doesn't look like himself. How much do you think the rib is affecting him?
It has to. You know, how many, put it this way, how many times in life have you been sick or hurt and people say, you're okay, and you go, I'm fine. So don't put anything into Jaden saying, I'm fine.
Right.
I've had bruised ribs myself, and I can tell you, they hurt. And they hurt for a long time. And that's not having 300-pound men smash you every week. He's not going to feel good until March, you know. So that's one thing they have to learn, unless they numb it, which I guess they're not. I saw him throw several balls that I hadn't seen him throw that badly since he came here in May. The one where he hit the receiver in the foot, hit Noah Brown, hit him in the foot. I mean, he was throwing balls short. I've never seen him do that. So you could tell he didn't try anything long. I think his body just wouldn't let him do it on there. So and because he couldn't play his natural game, he looked a little hesitant in the other parts.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do this, but I would probably sit him against Dallas and say, let's try and heal this guy up. Quinn has talked about healing guys up completely. So don't give a double standard to your quarterback. Give him the same benefit. You can beat Dallas with Mariota.
If you're sitting him against Dallas, I'm sitting him against Tennessee, too, and giving him a full month with the bye week.
Yeah, I think that would be fair. You could win both games, and then you got him. Then you get the bye, and then you got a chance to hit it. I mean, I think this team's limit is probably winning a wild card game, but that's not bad. It beats the heck out of a lot of years.
Yeah.
But if you keep dragging him down, I don't know that you get that. I've seen a 7-1 team not make the playoffs. I've seen a 6-2 team not make the playoffs. So it's very real. I mean, even though they have 4 games that they really should win, you know, with Tennessee and New Orleans and 2 Dallas, that gets you 11 wins. It's a heck of a decent year. It's a decent team. It's not a great team, but, with Lattimore, whenever he comes in, definitely will help them. But they're a decent team who, you know, you get them in the playoffs, they got to punch your chance if this guy is healthy.
Well,
I would just not forget it.
I would just love a playoff appearance. Just give me one more week to cheer on my favorite team. It would just make my year. Absolutely, would love to be in the playoffs this season. I do think Jaden will play against the Cowboys. 10 days rest will hopefully be enough where he'll feel like he can still go out there and be himself, be a version of himself where he can move the football. But you mentioned Marshawn Lattimore. Is it safe to assume that he will be ready for this Cowboys game from what you've heard in Ashburn?
I take nothing for granted because he hadn't stepped on a field yet. So really, next Wednesday is when we're going to know that. The team's off till Monday and really not on the field till Wednesday. At that point, if he's not on the field Wednesday, then he's not playing the next week, probably. And I have no idea. I mean, hamstrings are tricky. They don't want to blow it, and then he's gone for the year. You know, that's very easy to do with this. So caution's the word, so why don't give the same caution over to the quarterback, but, you know, two different worlds with quarterbacks.
Rick, it's obvious when you watch the game live, the offense struggled. When I went back and watched the film, the defense really struggled in the second half, and I read this to the audience here from Next Gen Stats. In the second half, Hurts was not pressured on any of his 11 dropbacks, completed 8 of 9 throws for 120 yards. What do you think changed defensively?
I think in the last couple of games especially, a couple of things happened. One, they got tired. This team is tired. I can see it. They won't admit it, but they've been going at it since, you know, early August.
Yeah.
And this team, for some reason, gets a bye week in December of third straight year. And it's nice if you're in position for the playoffs to get that late bye, because then you can kind of refresh and hit one last push. That's great if it's working. If it's not working, it's a death march. You know, last year they lost 4 straight, got to that bye, and they all gave up and didn't come back. So they lost 8 straight. What? This time you hope it's a little better, but they desperately could have used the bye. I guess this is kind of a mini bye. You know, I would have sent everybody home. Go home, have Thanksgiving dinner with your family early, eat mom's cooking, forget about football 2 days, I'll see you back Monday morning. That's really, and I know some guys do that because people forget players, you know, aren't from here, and they've been sequestered in this job since July.
Yeah.
So this is your one chance, this or the bye, to get away for over a six-month period. So mentally and physically, I think they're just tired. I don't think teams are figuring them out. I think they're just wearing them out. And the last two teams had a significant time of possession advantage. They just wore them out. And with the offense not doing what it does, it leaves the defense more vulnerable in that time.
Yeah. They've got to get better on third downs. That's why they were so good earlier in this season. Jaden, 10 carries for just 23 yards in the last two games. We haven't seen him make those plays where there's a guy in the backfield, he dodges the defender and then scrambles for a first down. That just hasn't happened as much in the last 2 weeks here. And, you know, you'd argue like, well, is his ribs hurting him? Well, then why did Cliff Kingsbury call the fourth down quarterback keeper around the outside? And or if his ribs are fine, well, why, when there was 4 minutes and 30 seconds left, did they only throw it sideways? Why did you think they didn't have any deep shots? Like, the entire game, there was just no attempt to stretch out the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, he didn't even throw the ball at Terry until midway in the third quarter. I was like,
right.
You know, he's basically throwing tight ends, short passes. That tells me that physically he's not able to flip the ball down the field. And he's always had a really good release of a quick release, fast pass kind of thing. He had good arm strength on that. He could just flick his wrist and boom, it's there. And he's not doing that now. I just think physically he's being limited, and that's impacting his whole game and their whole game. They can't stretch the field doing that. Could he throw once like that? Yeah, he could do anything once, but it shows consistently. I think that's it's just his game has regressed because of probably this injury. That's, you know, they never tell you the truth about stuff, so you don't know how bad it is. But I think that's impacted his whole game.
How about Cliff Kingsbury's play calling here? Would you argue the defenses have figured him out? Is he getting a little too cute with some of his play calls here, or is this just the way the season plays out?
I know everybody talks about the Kingsbury Cliff, but, you know, good people don't get stupid real quick. It takes time. I mean, so I think he's just, yeah, I didn't like the last play call, but like I said, he might be with a quarterback with one arm tied behind his back.
Right.
So that could be some of it. They played two very good defenses in a row. That's a big thing to consider, too. You know, they're not playing Carolina and Cleveland. They're playing the series, two teams that have a shot at the Super Bowl on there. So I think it's just a combination of playing better people and maybe Jaden's got a problem, that kind of thing, more than anybody's figured out Cliff.
Yeah, I mean, the fan base, we're kind of all panicking because we were 7-2 dreaming about a Super Bowl. Now we're 7-4, but you know, as bad as the offenses look, they still scored 27 and 18. And I talked about how, you know, you could be Caleb Williams and the Bears. And he looked awful, awful against the Patriots, right? And the Vikings just beat the Jags 12-7. So as much as we're complaining about the offense, 27 points and 18, it's not the worst case scenario. They're moving the football a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't in the Caleb Williams business before the draft. I'm still not in the Caleb
Williams
business.
Yeah, oh, I remember.
So I think he's better than what they've seen. They all will be. I mean, Drake May is starting to look decent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a talented class. But, you know, the 18 in the last game is really 11. You got a garbage time score at the end. They're definitely slowing down a bit. I mean, they're averaging 30 a game, but they were playing weaker teams. Now you're playing tougher teams. And this team, I've said from the beginning, needs a year of a bridge to become a really good team. You just don't go from the outhouse to the penthouse in one time because you can't beat teams like Pittsburgh and Philly. That's the difference of jumping to the next level. Now, maybe next year they could, but every year is its own year, so there's nothing guaranteed there.
Now, good point, as always, great stuff. That's Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. Follow him on social media at Snide_Marks. Thanks, Rick.
All right, thanks for having me.
Yep, and look, this is a Commanders team here that is playing a last-place schedule because that's where they finished last year. And so look ahead. It's Dallas, it's Tennessee, it's New Orleans. Now, the last three games might be difficult, and I don't want to have to win the game in Dallas to close out the season, but there are four games left at home and two games where you know you're going to be favored, maybe three. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go. With the free Odyssey app, your home for the most Commanders talk in town. You can check out the Sports Junkies Monday through Friday, B. Mitch and Finley, Grant and Danny, and of course, Overtime with all the special guests that they've got here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. And Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan, made an interesting point when he said, the way Jaden Daniels played, he would sit him against the Cowboys, thinking Mariota can win that game. I said, well, if you sit him against the Cowboys, might as well sit him against the Titans too, have the bye week, and then he has a full month before the December 15th game against the Saints. With all that being said, though, I think if Jaden Daniels is good to go, he plays. And this is why Michael Phillips and I have had this conversation all series and long in Richmond. You go back to 2012, and there's so many similarities to this season. There are. Number two overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, the success that we're having here with the new coach, everything. There's so many, the style of quarterback that he is, everything. There's so many similarities. Not saying the players are similar, but the seasons are similar. And that season, there was not an adult in the room. All right, there was not an adult in the room. The Shanahans were fighting Snyder. They also like had this whole thing about Kirk, and they believed in Kirk, and they broke Jade. They broke RG3. They broke him. He shouldn't have played when he was hurt in the playoff game. They shouldn't have played him the next season when he was all in for week one. There needs to be an adult in the room here. Cliff Kingsbury, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, and have a serious conversation. If Jaden Daniels is not healthy enough to be at 85%, then he shouldn't play. There needs to be an adult in the room because Jaden's going to say, I'm good, and he's going to want to keep playing. I mean, you look back, it's crazy to think that he got hurt against the Panthers and then played 7 days later against the Bears and won it with a Hail Mary. But it's obvious over the last two games that he's affected by that injury. He is. Because I think he's a much better quarterback than the way he's played. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Andy in Sterling. What's up, Andy?
Hey, what? How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, man, just getting back to what you were talking about, whether or not Jaden should play against Dallas and even the Titans. First of all, you're getting conflicting reports out of Commander's Park. Jaden says he's fine. A couple of coaches said he'll be all right. To what extent is the damage that he suffered? Is it bruised cartilage? Is it a rib pull? Is it a fractured rib? We don't know. So you really, as fans, we can't really make an informed judgment on whether or not Jaden should play against Dallas. If he's genuinely hurt, hold him out. But if he's not and he says he's fine, then he's got to play, regardless of what Snyder said about, you know, holding him out against Dallas and against the Titans. That's stupid. That's stupid conversation.
Andy, the way he played against the Eagles, do you think Mariota would have given us a better shot to win?
You know what? I have no trust in Mariota whatsoever. Ever since he bailed on his teammates in Atlanta, you know, I don't care how good he looked against the Panthers. You're playing the stinking Panthers. So, you know what? That's a moot point. I would still play Jaden, even though Jaden has regressed, it appears. He seems hesitant. He doesn't seem as decisive. I think the play calling is not doing him any favors. And, you know what? Let me say this. Adam Peters has not done Jaden any favors. You had all these free agent receivers coming out in the last few weeks that have been signed by other teams. We made no attempt to pick up any of them. We've made no attempt to bolster that offensive line. Now you're seeing injuries across the line. The first line starters are getting hurt. Their play has regressed. And now you're turning to clowns like Tyler Scott to protect Jaden.
Trent Scott.
You could have gone out and signed somebody that might have been a little bit better. He's not doing – and you know what? Getting back to that draft pick of McCaffrey in the third round, what a joke. He did that as a favor to the McCaffrey family. He should have drafted another freaking offensive lineman.
So I disagree with you, man. I think Luke McCaffrey's open. I think Jane's not hitting him, all right? And I also think – look, I understand what you're saying, and that's why I said there needs to be an adult in the room. Because if Jane is healthy enough to play – he has to play. He has to fight through this adversity. That's part of being a rookie quarterback in the NFL. That's going to make him better. He's got to fight through this adversity here. But I completely disagree with you about Adam Peters not doing enough. They stole Brandon Coleman later in the draft. He's been good. He had a bad game against a good defense. And the offensive line has been beat up. It's a long season. They have a late bye week, one of the latest in the NFL. Jaden's got to fight through adversity. Jaden's got to fight through this adversity.
Okay, but you're forgetting something.
What?
Before the draft, I said Jaden would be in peril because of his body type. When he was at LSU, whenever he got sacked, he went flying like a rag doll. And your conversation about Caleb Williams being a once-in-a-generational quarterback, we saw how he is. He got sacked 9 times. When he was at Cal, he got sacked countless times.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying about Jaden, though, Andy? We're 7-4.
That's good. That's great. They played out of their heads football. But when I spoke to you earlier last year, heading into the draft, I said Drake May should have been the pick. He's got the NFL body. He's actually looking pretty good on a lousy New England team.
Are you telling me on November 16th you're questioning the Jaden Daniels draft pick? Is that what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I am questioning that pick.
Okay, I've had enough of you. I appreciate the call. I love you listening. You're not questioning the draft pick of Jaden Daniels on November 16 when this team is 7-4 and we've played so good this season and we're second place in the NFC East from the embarrassing laughingstock of the NFC East last season. We're not having that conversation, Andy. I appreciate you listening to the show. Drake May can go to hell. He's not coming here to Washington. Jaden Daniels is our guy. Jaden Daniels is our franchise quarterback. If he's hurt, maybe you can sit him. If he's healthy, he should fight through the adversity. But I'm not second-guessing the draft pick or second-guessing anything that Adam Peters has done. When this team was embarrassing last year, and I was embarrassed to watch the games. I wake up on Sunday pissed off because I knew we were going to lose. Now it's night and day this year. Andy, you there?
He's gone. And he was cussing off the air, by the way.
Really?
Yeah,
he was
not too happy with you. I mean,
really?
That was one of the worst calls. At the end.
Dude, I like to go back and forth with guys. And Andy, he's
he
called
kept
in
cussing.
Several times
I couldn't have him on. But
yeah.
But
what, how
apparently
bad
if a player says he's healthy, he's healthy.
Right.
I mean, sometimes – has he ever heard of, like, sometimes you got to protect the player from himself?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you want to hate on Caleb Williams, that's fine. But you want to talk about Drake May would be better in Washington?
Oh, my
Come
gosh.
On now. Come on now. Phone lines are always open. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, the Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. That last argument with our caller Andy has woken up a few of the listeners. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Stay on hold. We'll get to you before the end of the show today. My buddy tweeted me his thoughts on that. He said, some of these callers should be banned from public speaking. He said, If, to be honest, you didn't scold him enough. You should have dragged him and his entire family through the mud. That guy sounds like a blast at parties. He sounds like he wears Velcro shoes. I mean, people are just going in on Andy. Vic, I kind of love it. I mean,
it wasn't a good call.
I'll give him this. Andy's had good calls in the past. But we're not going to complain about Jaden Daniels or Drake May over Jaden Daniels when this team is 7-4.
I mean, Drake May's played, what, two or three games? And he's already sold on Drake May over Jaden Daniels, who's already shown that he's got the ability.
I'm sold on Jaden for the rest of his life.
Yes.
When he's healthy, I know what this guy can do. That's the honest conversation is that he's not healthy.
Jaden Daniels at 50%, no. Jaden Daniels at 100%, absolutely yes.
Right. And Jaden is going to tell people he's healthy. That's why I got to make the point again. There needs to be an adult in the room. Speaking of adults in the room, we got my guy Michael Phillips on the line. Every day he joins me in Richmond on AWOD Radio for a little crosstalk. Right now he's on the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. You can get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the app. What's going on, MP?
Hey, feeling good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good here. So how do you feel about Jaden Daniels' health right now?
No, poorly. Clearly the ribs are bothering him. We have far too much information on this. One, they didn't throw a Hail Mary at the end of the half. Two, he was wildly inaccurate in a season where accuracy has been one of his strengths. And then three, they didn't push the gas late in the game when two scores still would have won the game. I mean, they can say whatever they want to say, Adam. He's not right.
So is 10 days enough, though, for him to prepare for the Dallas Cowboys?
I talked to some people yesterday, and unfortunately what I heard was not wildly encouraging. They said, you know, a lot of times these rib injuries, it can truly just linger for the whole season, and he's going to just have to manage the pain the rest of the way. That's not encouraging at all, obviously. Now, you got the bye coming up and the 10-day break, so there's certainly the hope that maybe you can get this to a workable spot. But the people I talked to didn't sound optimistic that he would be ready to go, next Sunday.
Michael Phillips with us here on the BetQL guest hotline. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Look, it's a crucial point in the season here. And, if you're going to get into the postseason, you got to win this game against Dallas. You probably have to win the next game against Tennessee. And I want them to beat the Saints because I don't think the Saints are good. But when this season began, Michael, and every year, I always say you take it 4 games at a time, right? And 4 games into this season, this team was 3-1. And then another 4 games into the season, right, we were still playing good. Now you're on a 2-game losing streak, but you can get to 12 games here at an 8-4 mark, and every fan in the DMV would have absolutely killed for that last year.
I think everybody takes 7-5, honestly, at the beginning of the year. Now, obviously, it's different once you set the expectations. I'm not going to call the Cowboys game a must-win, and I think there's a chance they lose this Cowboys game even. But I think they need 2 of the next 3. Cowboys, Titans, Saints. I think you need 2 of those 3. That gives you 9 wins coming down the stretch, those division games to close out the season. And I do think 10 locks you into the playoffs more or less. 9's playing with fire. Sometimes 9-win teams make it, but it doesn't happen often. I do think 10 is probably solid footing to make the playoffs. So if you can get 2 of the next 3, you can get to a spot where I think you can get to 10 pretty easily. 11 is within sight. 11 would be fun because we'd have to dust off the stat, but they haven't done 11 in decades. So that would be a lot of fun. But I do think this next stretch really changes how we think about the team when they get a chance. I think this defense has gotten better every week. I think the defense was so good for 3 quarters against Philly. I really do think that this defense is going to go to work, especially against the Titans and Saints, and people are going to be singing a different tune going into January.
Yeah, and I mean the defense has certainly improved, and you're going to be playing against lesser offenses over the next few weeks. Michael Phillips with us here on the BetQL guest hotline, former Commanders beat writer, now hosts radio shows in Richmond from 10 to noon. And Michael, I want to go back to what you were saying when you checked with some of your sources, and I asked you about this on Friday. How many conversations do you think are taking place in Ashburn that include the name Marcus Mariota possibly playing games?
You know, I think it would take another dud by Jaden Daniels to even start the conversation, because these guys want to ride with number five. He's the star. If he turns in another performance like that one, then it's time to start the conversation. You know, if you're 6-6 in the fourth quarter against the Cowboys, right, or it's a 7-6 game and the defense is keeping you in it, you know, maybe you start the conversation then. But no, five's running out of the tunnel against Dallas for sure. He'll get another opportunity to prove himself. And like you mentioned, 10 days, you hope that in the 10 days you can go to work. This is a big 10 days for Cliff Kingsbury too. Now, I don't hold Cliff Kingsbury responsible for Jaden Daniels being injured at all. You know, the rib injury was largely a fluke thing. That's not on Cliff. But it is on Cliff now to design an offense that can work with this new reality. He did so well early in the season playing to Jaden's strengths. It's now time to play to Jaden's weaknesses, craft an offense that can beat these teams and continue to score points. And he's got weapons. He's got Brian Robinson. He's got Austin Ekeler. He's got the tight ends who have done so well. I don't think it's unfair to say it's now on Cliff Kingsbury to design an offense that deals with this new reality of what we're working with here.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting conversation. And look, there's a lot on Cliff Kingsbury. I argued it's more on Dan Quinn. It felt like we watched a team that hit the wall, right? It was like watching a car accident. Can he put the pieces back together? Can he get them fired up with 10 days off here to get ready for the Dallas Cowboys? Can they get some momentum for a stretch run here? I think it's up to Dan Quinn to get the boys ready, to have the game plan. He's the head coach of this team. But you're right about Cliff Kingsbury. This is a huge week for him. And we had this conversation when we were in Vegas covering the Super Bowl, and we brought on several Cardinals reporters, and they all said the same thing about his hot starts to season, and then it turns around in late November and December. So this is a crucial week for Cliff Kingsbury.
It's a big week for everybody, and it's Dallas week too, right? You throw that on the fire. Cowboys have been really bad this year. It was so satisfying to beat the Giants earlier this year, right? I think that was just, yeah, if you ask fans what their favorite parts of the season have been, obviously the Hail Mary's number one. But I think beating the Giants was just really satisfying for a franchise that had gone so long without beating them, even though they haven't been particularly good during that stretch. It's just good to have their number for a year. Same thing with Dallas, right? You got the chance here coming down the stretch to I think it's, you know, perfectly reasonable to say they could beat Dallas twice the way Dallas is playing. Dak Prescott out for the year. There's still plenty of talent there, but I just think fans are going to get really fired up for this one, because it'd be satisfying. We talk about so many ways they've turned the corner, turned the page this year from the Dan Snyder era, and Dan Quinn's been instrumental in that, and Jaden Daniels has been instrumental in that. These divisional games, beating the Giants was such a big part of turning the page, and I think if they could beat Dallas at home, it'd have a lot of the same effect of letting people know, it's okay to jump back on board. It's okay to buy tickets. It's okay to come to the games. This is truly a different team and a different operation.
Yeah, this season we've won the games we were supposed to win. Unfortunately, we've lost some that we were not picked to win. Nobody picked us to defeat the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh and Philly, two difficult opponents there. Pittsburgh at home and then Philly on the road was always going to be very difficult. I had a caller complaining that they didn't do enough to bring in another wide receiver around the trade deadline. They bring in Marshawn Lattimore. You could chime in on whether you think he's going to play, but do you expect to get more from Noah Brown, Oz, Luke McCaffrey, and the rest of the receivers moving forward?
Yeah, certainly in the Steelers game is very concerning, the number of drops there. There were some dropped passes. I'm actually, Noah Brown's grown on me, man. He's playing well. The way he draws pass interference, that's an underrated skill, right?
Yeah.
You know, Jaden misses him by a good 4 or 5 yards. The way he cuts back, he runs into the defender, draws the contact, draws the pass interference. I thought that was a pretty nifty play. I won't go on his stat sheet, but I thought he earned those 30 yards for Washington there, kept that drive alive in Philly. You know, Zacchaeus, he had the two bobbled punts. That's on the top of everybody's mind. That was so uncharacteristic for him. I think the weapons are there. If anything, I kind of want less wide receivers. I think they've been at their best in that two tight end set where they're getting extra blocking help, you know. And look, the offensive line got shredded on Thursday night. We would no need to sugarcoat that. They know it. We know it. Everybody saw it. It happened in real time. This is a unit, though, that's been very good this year, and part of that has been getting them help in the form of the running backs helping out, the extra tight end helping out. I think they need to get back to that and really, you know, reclaim that mantle, because when the offensive line was playing well, it made life so much easier for Jaden Daniels, and I think that just helped the rest of the operation go.
Michael, appreciate the time, man. Did you grab yourself a cheesesteak when you were in Philly?
I did grab myself a cheesesteak. I did not go to Pat's or Geno's, though, so I've been to both in the past. I find them both to be exactly the same as all the other places in town. I'll save my hot takes for other days. I got out of Philly as quickly as I could. Good to be back in Virginia.
That's Michael Phillips. Check out MP on the mic Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm 12 to 3 on 910 The Fan. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Coming up at 12:45 on the Team 980, it'll be Notre Dame at Georgetown to take on the Hoyas. Got a little Terps football at 5 p.m. on the Team 980, and the best college football game of the weekend on 106.7 The Fan, pregame at 7 p.m. for Tennessee at Georgia. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. And you can rewind on the Odyssey app. We've been live and local since 9 a.m. And at about 11:15, we had a caller, Andy, that was arguing that he wanted the Commanders to draft Drake May over Jaden Daniels. And look, I do think that people are concerned with Jaden because of the injury, because of the fact that it feels like he's taking a step back. But I know when he's at 100%, he's a franchise quarterback. Let's go straight to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Super Dave in D.C. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, what up, though?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
All is well, brother, man. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I hear you all the time. I know you used to do your thing with the Junkies, man. So it's a pleasure to finally talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate it, man. What'd you want to talk about with the Commanders?
I just want to let the Commanders Nation know, man, this is not the time to press the panic button, folks. I feel like we have exceeded expectations. You couldn't have told me this time last year that this team would be 7-4.
Right.
And then if you look at our losses, despite the Tampa loss, because that was the first week, game one, nobody was ready. We don't know. We're not talking about that game. I'm talking about these last three games that we lost. If you look at the teams that we lost to, we have lost to Super Bowl contending teams. Ravens, Super Bowl contender. Pittsburgh Steelers, quiet as kept, Super Bowl contenders. Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl contenders. So I just want the Commanders Nation to know this is only year one. Look what we have done in year one. Now, I will say these last couple of games is a true testament that this team do need a number two wide receiver. They do. Because outside of number 17, them are the only guaranteed hands we have on this team, number 17. That's it. 85, oh, yeah, he can draw a pass in the first, but he got to be able to catch the ball in the trenches. He had a couple drops, 12, number 2, and the list goes on. So I will say year two, we do need a number 2 wide receiver, but I am so happy the job Adam Peters have done in year one. I honestly think that going forward, the team can get back on track. We need to be talking about awards for the year. Dan Quinn, Coach of the Year Award. Because this team has definitely overcome what we all expected, and I'm proud. I just wanted the nation to know, do not press the panic button. The schedule is about to get real, real light. And don't forget, the Philadelphia Eagles got to come back to Landover. They got to come back to Landover. We finally about to get our bye week. So everybody, just relax.
You get me fired up, man. I love it. Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. We have exceeded expectations. We already hit our win total for the over. If you placed that bet, you know, you made money against Vegas right there, you know. So, yes, take a chill pill, DMV. We are looking like a playoff team, and the schedule does ease up in the second half. Good call, Dave. Let's go to James in Maryland. What's up, James?
Hey, Adam, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller. I just want to tell you, I've been watching Washington for 20 years, and this is the best quarterback I've seen that we've had. So I don't know why people are complaining, any kind of complaints, and I agree with you.
Yeah,
it's all future good. Thank
right.
you.
Right. And that was the goal for this year, to find out if Jaden's our franchise quarterback. Right? We got off to a great start. Expectations changed. Then he had the rib injury. He hasn't looked as good. Is he still our franchise quarterback? Absolutely. Let's go to...
He's going to go through some changes, you know, but that's because he's a young man, you know? So.
Yeah. No, good call, James. I appreciate it. Let's go to Marcellus in Oxon Hill. We're trying to go rapid fire here because we got Doc Walker coming up next. What's going on, Marcellus?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let the people in the DMV know, just relax. The teams that we lost to got pro bowlers at each level. When you go with the Bucks, the Ravens, the Steelers, Eagles, the talent level is just different from there. This is year one of the rebuild. We are playing hard. The teams that we are beating because we're on the same talent level and we're just outplaying them. The teams we can't beat is just a difference of the talent level. That's it. Year two, three, and all, that's going to be our real team. So let's just be happy with what we got right now.
That is great stuff, man. I totally agree. The talent level is the biggest difference. Thursday might have been a stinker, but it was a stinker against a great football team. Against the bad teams, the Browns blew them out. The Panthers blew them out. Giants beat them twice. Got to be proud about that. Let's go to Lou in D.C. on line one. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's going on, man? There, man. Like they say, man, no need to panic, man. This team has overachieved, man. We 7-4, second in division. I mean, we got a chance to make a run in the playoff. I mean, look, man, it's year one, man. People just need to relax, just get behind this team instead of being negative. You know, just think about some positive, man. Just don't talk about he's hurt or he's this and he's that and, you know, all this negativity, man. If he say he's hurt, he said he was good on Friday when he threw that ball. And then he took off running and doing some whatever he was doing. So, look, man, he's taking a punishment, man. This is a violent game, man. And you seeing him, he took a shot against Pittsburgh. We lost some tight games. I think, you know, we played good. It was just a mental thing. We didn't play 60 minutes. We didn't finish and we didn't execute. We good, man. We in good hand, man. So people need to just relax. Like you say, take a chill pill. We'd be all right, man.
Yeah.
Go smoke on some good weed.
Good call, Lou. Look, this is not your same old Skins, right? This is not the Ron Rivera team that would crumble, right? There's a different man in charge in Dan Quinn. And I think it starts from the top down, Josh Harris bringing in Adam Peters and the work that he's done this year. Like I said to start the show, all right, it sucks that we lost. I hate Philadelphia. They suck. Their team sucks. Their fan base sucks. Their jerseys are stupid. I hate the way they go Eagles, fly Eagles. Everything about Philly sucks. Their team sucks, all right? But that's still a good football team. I'll respect them. But I'm keeping it positive because we're 7-4. And you're going to hear me keep it positive next Saturday and the Saturday after that and the Saturday after that until we're 7-7. All right, as long as we're above 500, I'm going to be happy because we've surpassed my expectations. And this time last year, we were already, you know, writing off this team, right? This time last year, we lost and we did not win another game for the rest of the season. There's no way that happens this year. Mark my words. There's no way that we don't win another game this season. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. Vic, doing a great job running the ones and twos. Fun to work with you, man. It's always good to be here on a Saturday morning. I'll be back next Saturday as well, right here on 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Check out my podcast, AWOD Radio, on iTunes, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. It is the Super Bowl champ and the legend, Doc Walker, coming up next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.